Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We want you to admit how big of a moron you are.
Yeah.
And Steve's going to start.
Okay.
You're
okay.
A moron.
I know.
How would you not have known this?
No.
Wait, we call this every... Don't ever.
You look surprised.
No. We call this everybody knew but me. So it's like you're the last person to figure something out.
Yeah.
The one that I'll admit that's really kind of stupid because it doesn't really matter. But the arrow on Amazon, the arrow underneath the logo.
The smile.
Yeah. So you don't know either.
It's a smile. I don't know. Now I'm thinking about the FedEx arrow.
Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is. Yeah.
It's genius, but if you don't think about it, you think it's just a smile or it's an arrow. But it starts at the A and it goes to the Z in Amazon.
Because Amazon has everything
from A to Z.
Yeah.
You did not know that! And I was like, Amazon was hugely successful and I've had 20,000 Amazon packages on my front porch before somebody was like, yeah, everything from A to Z, Amazon. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, the arrow that goes, and I'm like, how would I have known that?
Yeah, how are we supposed to know these?
Well, because it's, okay, anyway.
Bastard.
That one is subtle. The one that you don't,
it
that you were the last one.
This is not subtle at all. It's the
You're
most subtle thing.
Dumb.
I bet you anything that T-Hack and Aaron didn't know it either.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Don't bring us into that.
I already got the Amazon one wrong.
$20 says they know how to do it.
$20.
What's our cut, Steve?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. You better say you know how to do it. Okay, what do you got?
Wait, he's actually looking in his wallet.
I have 20, 40.
Oh my gosh.
I have 80.
We're not going bigger than 20.
Right, okay.
But
you're still dumb, even if your wallet's full of money.
This is everybody knew but me. What did you not know?
All right, let me ask you too. You know, you buy brand new deodorant?
Yeah.
Or is it any perspirant? I just use deodorant. And it's
because you don't move.
Right, I don't need you. Yes.
I don't want to overkill it here.
And it has the lid.
Yeah.
You take the lid off.
The plastic.
How do you take the plastic off?
You twist the bottom.
How do you take that plastic off?
It's kind of like twist the bottom and then pull it
out. It loosens it and then you pull it.
He didn't know that!
No,
he struggles and bites it.
No.
Like he tries to pull it off.
He's wrenching it.
He's like,
wrenching,
dude,
yes,
we were just talking about everybody knows but me. And he's like, I just read a thing about how you take the deodorant thing off by like actually twisting the deodorant. I'm like, everyone knows that, Steve.
You, because when I told you a lot.
I did not.
Yep. You look like that was like new information to you too. And then T-Hack.
Bro, that's how you use deodorant. It's common sense that you would.
You put the plastic back on it and then put the lid on there to protect it, right?
Okay. What are you talking
I don't do that.
Okay. So Steve has struggled for the last.
Well, my forefinger, my pinch maneuver has become so powerful because of that. I'm trying to get that off of there.
Congrats.
These two fingers, I can do everything with these two fingers on.
Did you know? Okay. So if you want to win Jonas Brothers tickets, you have to admit you're as dumb as Steve. Or as dumb as all of us with the Amazon logo.
Yeah, how did you not know that?
It's just everyone on the planet knew something that you didn't know.
There it is.
303-222-5423. I should slow that down. 303-222-5423. Or text in at 51059. I've admitted one. Steve has admitted one.
One that I recently learned, and I will be very surprised if T-Hack doesn't know this one.
Ooh.
Okay.
Arby's, you can pronounce it by saying the letter R and the letter B.
Yeah, of
which
course, because roast beef.
Roast beef, which is what they serve.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Steve didn't know it! Look at his face!
I'm gonna, all due respect, Aaron, I'm going to call bunk because I read somewhere that the owners, the originators, their names, they took the R and a B from their names and RB, oh, let's just call it Arby's.
Okay, but either way, it's RB. And they serve roast beef.
Oh, I knew that.
You didn't know that.
He knew they serve roast beef. He at least knew that part.
Do you know that they have the meats?
Yeah. I didn't know who did the voice of that. You had to tell me that.
I can't believe you didn't know that. So obvious.
I did.
I don't know his name.
It is now, but
it's so obvious.
Well, I don't know his name, but like, he's the dude. He's the bad guy. He's Vincent.
He's in Mission Impossible, wasn't he?
Yes, he's the computer whiz in that, and he's Marcellus
Ving
Wallace.
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames. Yes.
Oh.
He's the bad guy in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, we have the meat.
Oh, I didn't know it was him.
How could you not? Have you ever listened to his voice?
I'm struggling with my deodorant.
But you're not.
This is probably the worst, but when I moved to Colorado, I love it here, drive by the sign, welcome to colorful Colorado. Oh, it's great. And I was here for probably a year and a half before I realized, the word color is in Colorado. Oh, if you just take the end off. Did you know that? If you just take the end few
I'm
letters off.
I'm from here, jackhole. Yeah. Yes, I knew it.
No, you look like you just learned it, too.
I bet he just jumped to the Colorado.
It's rad.
Yeah. I just had never looked at it that way. So.
You're a pioneer. How'd you not know this?
I knew all of that. Can I tell you what I didn't know? There's a couple facts on here. I'm going to burn for this one in this room.
Good.
I know.
Which one?
I didn't know Eminem was his initials.
Mm.
Marshall Mathers?
I knew his name. His real name was Marshall Mathers, but it never occurred to me that was Eminem. You just admitted you didn't know either!
Yeah, I know.
I was like Eminem. He just chose this trendy new name. It was like E-M.
It's like, I really like that candy.
Yeah. No, the worst name ever, if that's how he chose it. He's like, it's what's on my rider.
I don't think I never thought it was M and M. I thought his name was just M&M. E-M. I thought he just made up a word. Or it means something in, like maybe he's Norwegian and M&M means hung like bull. I didn't, I never thought it was Eminem. It never occurred to me to go Eminem. Eminem.
Yeah.
Are we being too hard on each other? Is anyone going to want to call in if we just go, you're dumb. How could you not know? I didn't know.
What was the...
That hazmat is short for hazardous materials.
God,
I didn't know
idiot.
That.
Oh my God.
I thought hazmat was its own word. I'm not joking. I thought hazmat suit was just its own thing. I didn't know it was... Yeah. Do I look like I should be trusted around any
hazmat
suit? I don't know.
We should all just leave. People are listening to us talk
you
right now.
You guys are dumb.
The one that I don't think anybody knew, and it's kind of cool to think about, when you get film footage of something, somebody goes like, go out and shoot some footage of the parking lot, shoot some footage of whatever. I've always thought that's just what you call it because it's, do you know why they call it that?
The footage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right here written down.
You're trying to look it up!
I had it, too.
I don't think anybody knew.
No. I didn't. No, I didn't.
Because back in the day, it wasn't digital, so film is measured.
You can use it there. It
in
works.
Feet.
You're right. Footage. Feet.
So
feetage.
It's, when they were saying, go shoot some footage, they meant like, don't just take a picture, like, burn
get
some film. Get a lot of... Get more footage of
Slacker.
The parking lot.
Yeah, it's measured. Major. Let's get the measurements in there with the footage.
Okay.
Do we all hate each other now?
We need some time off, so we call this Everybody Knew But Me, and it was going to be subtitled Be Dumber Than Steve, but it's actually Be Dumber Than Everyone in This Room.
Yeah.
303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
It's okay. We're all admitting that we're just a little bit stupid.
Yeah, but it's slow at times, maybe.
Everyone knew but me. Steve has struggled to remove the top of deodorant because he didn't know he could just...
twist the bottom and it pushes the plastic.
Just pushes that bad boy
out
of
there. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
It's so kind of sad, but there's so many things like that. Eric?
Yeah.
Everybody knew but me. What do you got?
Oh, when I was a new father, and had a new baby, had to go get diapers.
Okay.
And so I went down this aisle, didn't know nothing about diapers or anything like that. So I came back to the house and I had diapers for 15 pounds. I didn't know that it was for the weight of the kid. I thought it held 15 pounds of poop.
Okay.
And what kind of output was your child having at that particular time? Did you feel like they were 15 pounds? Did you have 15 pound dumps? Like,
I mean, at the time, they're, you know, diapers were expensive.
Right.
So I thought if they held 15 pounds, look at the money we save.
That's cute.
Eric, new dad. You ended up back at the store, though, because your baby was a new baby and it weighed like 7 pounds.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God, the look she had to give you was like, what is wrong with you? Oh my God.
And you're a parent? Oh my gosh.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, that was cool.
Beth.
Hey, so when I was a teenager, we were super sheltered, and we had in the bathroom, my mom told me to never touch the razor. And since I was a kid, I just thought I shouldn't touch it. But I'd see all the commercials for like Nair and all stuff where they're shaving their legs. And one day I just decided that like I wanted that close clean. I had no idea it actually took hair off your legs. So I shaved it, saw the hair on it, and I ran out of the bathroom with a towel on. And I was like, hey, everybody, this takes the hair off your legs.
Okay.
Like,
I'm way too old not to know that.
You didn't. Okay.
You're all proud.
It's like, you guys, I found another use for that thing we're not allowed to touch. It actually cuts hair.
Yeah, and I'm 45.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes.
Thank you, Beth.
That's
silver.
Yay.
Everybody knew but me. What didn't you know?
I was invited over to my friend's to have dinner.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, we're having menudo. I'm like, oh, that sounds nice.
Oh God.
And his sister asked me, he's like, man, I can't believe you guys eat intestine just like it's nothing. I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, that's what menudo is. I was like, what?
You didn't know that?
And they're like, well, you grew up in a Mexican household. I'm like, yeah, my mom makes it all the time, but she never told me it was intestines.
You didn't?
Like, that's disgusting.
Oh my God,
that.
Yeah.
Wait, the band Menudo is named after pork intestines?
Okay, listen. Yeah, sort of, yes. Yes.
What?
Well, but that's not, yes. But menudo is like a soup. If you're ever hungover as hell, find a restaurant that makes menudo and you will not be hungover anymore. I don't know what. But it's made from tripe. It's cow intestine. Like if you're ever at the grocery store, just ask, look for the tripe. It's like a white, it's like haggis. It's like horrifying.
Haggis,
and
I've
like
seen,
I ate menudo probably, I grew up in Longmont. All my parents' friends were the Rodriguez's, the Gutierrez. Like I ate menudo all the time. And when I found out what was in it,
you stopped
like,
eating menudo.
What fired down a Rocky Mountain oyster before anybody told me what it was? It says oyster. You're assuming it's from the sea.
And
I was like, you know what you're eating right now, right? I'm like, no. Thank you for the call, Silver. Alex?
Hi.
Everybody knew but you. What was it?
So when I was younger and I had my first car, I thought an oil change was just adding oil to the car.
Oh. What about the change part?
Yeah.
It never occurred to you there was a swap-a-roo there?
Well, I thought the change was like, I mean, technically by adding oil, you're changing it, right?
What pressure?
I
mean, you're right.
I think we would call it oil add, not oil.
I was 16. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that explains it. Thank you, Alex. Donna.
Yay.
Everybody knew but you. What was it?
What's your MO? Everyone says that. What's
you
their
don't,
MO?
You didn't know what it was?
With your method
no
of operation or, yeah.
Look at you. Is that a military thing? I think it's a military thing.
It also, yes.
Yeah, we've taken on so many different things that it's like. Yeah, like snafu is actually an acceptable thing to say now. It's even in my wordscapes, my game.
Yeah,
and snafu is another MO, like military thing that means something not great.
Nice. Okay, well, now I know.
Yeah, we'll tell you about the, what snafu is. Because that one, the F in snafu is Becky.
Yes.
Everybody knew but you. What's yours?
Okay, well, going on your guys' Arby's thing.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Arby's.
You can order a meat mountain,
And the meat mountain is actually all of their meats that they have. So their roast beef, their chicken tenders, the ham, the turkey, the corned beef, steak, the brisket, everything is piled high onto one sandwich. It's huge, enormous.
How much is a meat mountain, though? It's got to be like $20.
Well, we went, and I don't know, because my son was the one who kind of turned me into this, and we ended up ordering, we ordered him a meat mountain, I ordered the regular food, so normally we spend about $25-$30 for the family of four to eat out, and it was right around about $42, so maybe $10-$15.
I'm guessing Steve and T-Hack are on a field trip today. Meat mountains for all my friends! Lily.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody knew but you. What was yours?
I, like I said, English is my second language, and it was always Home Depot or Office Depot. I did it. That wasn't something that we talked with my white friends. So it was just one of a sudden, one of my friends was like, hey, we're going to go to Home Depot. And I was like, wait, what is that?
It's like Depot, but it's...
It's T-Hack with, don't they live on Potomac? And I'm like, bro.
Potomac.
Never say that
out loud. Potomac. Oh,
isn't this the river that Washington... Like, it's part of your country's history, you daft. Susie.
Yay.
Everybody knew but you. What happened?
Actually, my best friend. Okay. She was well into her 20s when she found out that the no outlet street signs did not mean that there was no power outlets in their house.
So she couldn't charge the phones?
Go down there, man. Everybody's phones are dead.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
You guys know that I don't answer my phone much, and I never answer my door.
Okay.
So if you come to my house and you knock on my door, I will never answer unless you're a neighbor. And if you like text me beforehand, hey, I might swing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you have a camera so you know who's there?
I don't.
Okay.
You don't care. If it's an officer of the law.
Don't care. I will not answer.
It is Jesus come back on earth to give information to one human. And that human is you.
Yes, it would be me.
And he's like lightly knocking, not like
what you just did. Okay, just hang on to this. Okay. Wait for me. You're already going where I. Yes.
Oh my God, Jesus! You talk to God?
No, but so I don't answer my door for anything. If you're gonna come by, make sure you text, and then I'll know what time. Then I'll go answer the door.
You basically live like the Grinch.
Kind of.
Like, is he in there? I don't know.
No, he's
run away.
He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, true.
Do you hide when people come to the door?
So I have that window next to my front door. Uh-huh. And I can look all the way down the hall and see if there's anybody looking at me in the window.
What are you going to do? If they see you, then you're busted.
Do you like tuck and roll down the hall?
I don't. So I will do the quiet up to the door.
Oh my God, dude. What are you doing?
I know. I'm stupid. I know.
Army crawl.
I know.
My old house had that window on the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it literally my couch was directly in line with it. So, and it's like, it's a window just right, like only six inches wide, but right next to the door. So I'm sitting there, pizza on my white shirt, no pants on. And it's like, bing bong. And you're like, oh man, I'm not going to answer it. And you look over and they're staring directly at you. You're like,
and you're busted. And you know what sucks at this time of year? I've already been hit up by every pesticide. Every solar panel company that could possibly exist. Yes. So yesterday, I'm in my house or doing my thing, and someone comes by. Now, I'm going to do two types of knocks, and you tell me which one you might be apt to go ahead and break your streak of not answering the door and go answer the door.
I mean, if you got a streak like this, I'm not breaking it for nothing.
You got to come better than that. Try again.
Dude, the reps from these pesticide companies and from the solar people, they've gotten brilliant, and here's how they did it. So I'm just watching TV.
Hold on, before you do this, I just have to say one other thing, because I'm wondering if that's what's happening in my house, and I was going to bring this up yesterday. They know I have a Ring cam, they ring the doorbell, and then they take three steps back down the stairs and hide from the camera.
They do that.
They back down the stairs
and
go over to the side to be out of the line.
Do they cross the moat?
It's not the, almost to the moat. Their heels are dangling over the... Shut up!
Saya, take me back to the other side while I wait.
But it's like, because I can show you my Ring camera footage, and it's 20 different companies, and
very
they go,
smart.
Bing bong, and they're super fast, and they kind of walk up, scratching their head, and then back down, and I'm like... Bro, even if I was going to get up now, why are you down there? You got a weapon? Like, what are you doing down there?
They've all do, because they know that with that Ring cam, all you have to do is go, it's the solar people.
You know, I see Vivant or whatever your thing is. Like, nope, I'm not doing it. All right, so go to your knocks.
So here we go. I'm going to do two knocks, and you tell me which one would you fall for.
If you're not driving, close your eyes and listen to the knocks.
It could be a neighbor or something like that. Okay. So here's the first one.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay.
And here's the second one.
Oh.
I'm going to go to that one because it's curious. Is it an ant? What is that?
It's like a friend. It's like someone knows you like a... Hey, come on.
Yeah, they're
on,
just like...
There's like, hurry up.
And a little bit of almost fingernails, so it could be a girl. It could be a booty call.
Yeah, yes. That's very interesting because when you first started...
What do you know that they're coming over? Sorry.
Not if they're just like, it's a surprise booty. I would assume most of this booty that lands in Steve's lap is surprise booty.
You got the wrong address?
Well, come on in.
Make sure you do a fingernail knock.
And that's what I fell for was the fingernail.
You got up.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought it was a neighbor. It sounds like, you know... Like, hurry, Steve. We know it's, you know, it's me. Like,
the regular knock is too. That sounds like business.
It does business.
Hello.
I was going to say, yes.
I'm here selling vacuums.
Yeah. Yes. I want something from you now.
Yes.
I was going to say the opposite of when you first started is that if I hear the loud, like, pound, that sounds like police. The louder is like, open up right now.
Yes. Like, yes.
My buddy Ben did the more pound one last night.
He didn't use your...
But he did it on my sliding glass door.
Well, then you know it's a neighbor then, right?
I've had people come to my sliding glass door. Like, that's around the moat, over the... I have like a courtyard. I know this sounds weird. I just have a weird thing in the middle of my house where it's outside, but it's kind of inside.
Yeah, it's your court.
It's called a court. It's dumb. It just takes up space, but it's like it's a sideway into my house. And if you know me, I shouldn't even say this.
It has its own zip code. You're selling it short.
It does. But like, if you know me, that's where you come to.
And what do? They won't even knock. Let's open the slide the door.
So he got after it because it was late. And he wanted one last drink before bed.
Okay.
And it was like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's either a drug dealer who's got the wrong house.
Wow.
Because there's two or three of my model house in the neighborhood. So they all have the same thing.
Okay. Mm.
If you recall, one of our coworkers one time.
Yes.
Because I tell my friends,
yes,
like, come straight through my sliding glass door in the courtyard. And people just roll in. Well, he rolled into...
Somebody else's courtyard and house, and he's hanging around.
So he just walked in, and the second he saw like 17 crucifixes on the wall, he was like, "This ain't Slacker's house." But it was already too late. He was saying profane things. But yeah.
Okay, so
back to you.
Yeah, I fell for the.
What did you buy?
It was he was a nice kid.
I didn't ask you how the kid was.
It was solar panels. And I still don't have it.
You're on the grid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
I think this is going to be what we used to call a 3-on-1, but this is a 1-on-3 because I'm the smart guy in the room and the rest of you can suck it.
For this topic, yes, I will give that to you. You are the smartest guy in the room. What? It wasn't a backhand.
No, I just needed to leave enough space on there. So, Tiak, when you edit that and send it to me as my ringtone, so when Steve calls, like, you're the smartest guy in the room. You're the smartest guy in the room. Steve's calling. You're the smartest guy in the room.
I will say, you are the smartest guy in the room. Now look around the room. Look at all of us. Congrats.
Yeah, way to be cocky.
There's a story out that I watched you guys get anxiety even talking about the story. 1 in 5 people say that math makes them physically ill.
Okay, yeah, physically ill. We didn't grow up.
Aaron looked.
Listen, I have some trauma. Brother Emmett failed me in algebra freshman year of high school. So, yes, math makes me nauseous.
You flunked
There's
algebra?
There's a lot to unpack there. Yeah. Yeah. First off, I think I took algebra in 4th grade.
Congrats.
Oh, you're just bragging now for some reason.
Oh, no, I'm just pointing out facts that might be flattering towards me. Is that what bragging is?
So we're up to 2 people in the room that might have gone to 4th grade.
Might have.
What subject did you guys like? What if math is everything. If you know math, you can do anything in the world.
Math sucks because you can't BS your way through it. It's either wrong, and you got to prove your show your work.
And we have BS'd our way here into this room.
Thank you.
With you, who did the most amount of work and like is
we had a BS through English and social studies through.
See, I hated subjects like that.
So
I loved English.
They were easy to BS your way through.
That's not the point. I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like a thing.
That's not learned.
This is gonna come as a huge shock to you guys, but I don't like not being right. So I don't like. Not knowing the answer. Like,
right, that's why you hated English. That's why you hate all the other subjects.
Everything, all of it. It's like, what do you think the symbolism of the flowers are
subjective.
In flowers?
For,
it's like,
you're right.
What do I think? It matters what the author was trying to tell us. Isn't that what we're here for?
Were you going Algernon on that?
I was. You're welcome.
Done. You're welcome.
I got one brain cell clinging to that one book I got the cliff notes for the day before the test.
Is the author Keys? Something with Keys? Okay.
We're up to 7th grade.
All right, sorry. All right. Yes, all right.
But you like, what's fun about not...
Math sucks. And my dad was a mathematician. He was like a doctorate in math. He goes, Steve, look around the room. Everything you see has dealt...
Everything is
based on math.
Yes.
It was developed because of mathematics.
You're wearing glasses that if without math, you're screwed.
Right.
The microphone you're talking into, without math, you're screwed.
I can still hate math because I can't BS my way through it. I know it's not math's fault. It's my fault.
But doesn't make you ill? Like,
I don't freak out because I have you and I have a phone. I have this phone that can figure out stuff.
All of those teachers that are like, you're not going to have a calculator on you for the rest of your life. Wrong.
Good call, right? Remember they all used to say that.
My God.
They all said that.
Anybody else you want to call up by name? Brother Emmett's already like, he's online too.
He passed away. Sorry, bud.
Oh, my God. Wait,
were there unusual circumstances? Or?
Where were you?
There was a quiz that day. Oh, my God.
That's very interesting though, Steve, because my dad was a CPA, an accountant, so he's a huge math guy, and I was good at math through high school but I didn't like it, I didn't hate it, I just like, I don't know, until I got to college, and he was like, you got to take one accounting course. If you do one thing for me, just take one accounting course, because you need it in life, you start a business, like accounting, you need it. So I did it and cheated my way through it because I did not understand it at all. Nice. I reached that point where it's like, I don't get this. I don't get why we're adding the negatives and why we're subtracting positives.
Thank
and why
you.
I don't get it.
You can't have numbers that go below 0. That is stupid. That is just dumb.
Aaron, pull up your bank statement.
Hey.
Well, outside of that instance, I mean, you want to see ya.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We want to talk about what's been stuck in you.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Who first?
Who did the most time in? Okay, there's somebody who just had a rock in their eye for 50 years.
What the heck?
She's a 62-year-old woman in Spain. She always knew there was something kind of in her eye. Doctors examined her, found nothing. In fact, they started to question whether or not she was bat guano crazy.
What?
They found nothing?
That's like,
well,
they...
we just moved that rock to the side. We'll see anything else.
It was in Spain, so I don't know if there are MRI machines or whatever. MRI. Ha! Nope. Okay. Because on her eye.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, don't give it to him.
Only when T-Hack does it. It's...
His are funny.
That was... Okay. So they used an MRI machine. Okay. She was 8 years old. She was playing with garden tools, remembered a tiny pebble flying into her eye. She knew it was in there. No one ever believed her. They misdiagnosed her with a cyst. Anyway, she just had a procedure done or something, and they...
They found it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A small pebble that had been in her eye for 50 years.
That's unreal.
Wow. She is suing them, though, I think.
The garden? Mm.
Why would she sue? Her eyesight rocks now.
Yeah.
She's suing because...
That was a good one. And you missed it. That's how good it was.
Yeah, because of the rock in her eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You see, Slacker.
Do you see?
Can I go home?
See, I got him!
I know we're going to do things that have been stuck in you. We just text like a period to 51005. Just text anything to 51059 if you're still listening. Because I doubt anyone is. This right here, what we're doing, is the worst radio we've ever thrown together.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
We can do worse.
Everybody. Let's not set the bar quite there. Anyway, she's suing because nobody ever found it. So there's another story about a TikTok woman, and apparently Aaron knows all about this.
Yeah, I followed along in real time. It was fascinating. She had a flower seed in her cheek. Yeah. Multiple doctors and said, you know, we're not seeing anything. We don't know.
So it was the same thing as the eye girl.
Yeah.
She went to the same doctors, I guess. Like, no rocks. I can't help you.
But no, she was like sitting in her car talking and was like, I'm feeling something move, so I'm going to try to push it out. And
tell
like,
me how a flower seed gets. She was eating
a salad, and there were like edible flowers in the salad.
Okay.
And so, yeah, seed just like went straight into her cheek.
And like popped it like a zit?
Yeah, kinda.
Dang.
And she filmed it on TikTok?
Yeah. That's what we do now.
Yeah, great question. Did she eat it?
She did
not.
You
know what it is when you're like, you got that, you had like pulled
pork,
there
for,
and you're
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
And you finally get that chunk of pulled pork out, and you're like, well, what?
I'm eating it.
If it's been there for 3 weeks.
It's definitely, you can smell that it's not
marinating.
Right. Yeah. But it's like,
I think as long as you don't pull your finger out, you can eat it. If long, you can get it loose and eat it in one
motion. No, but you got to pull your finger out and go, yep, that's the pulled
pork.
You
have to not look at it.
No, because then you got to go like...
Put some sauce on it.
All of a sudden, I want rocks in my eyes.
Okay. All I'm saying is, then you got to go, when did I have pulled pork? Wow, that was like two weeks ago. You go through your phone and go like, rolling smoke, rolling smoke. Oh, I was at Rolling Smoke 3 weeks ago.
Good hygiene on the teeth.
It's not terrible if you put a little extra sauce on it.
See.
Anyway, how's it end? Did she eat it?
No, she pulled it out.
Okay. How big was it?
I don't know.
Was it a flower then?
No, it was just a flower seed.
Okay.
So if you've had something stuck in you, we're talking like, I had a friend who had a BB gun shot at him, and he still has it.
Yes.
He's still got a BB embedded in his weenus.
How unfortunate.
That's the part that's...
Oh, right here.
Right here,
you have to bring that up on a first date.
Okay. The weenus?
Just so you know.
I feel so much...
Shot the weenus. It works half the time now.
I'm so angry that everyone else on the show is funny right now that I'm not giving any of you a laugh because no one did my MRI. I'm flat out mad.
It was cute.
No, it wasn't. All right, so if you've had something weird stuck in you, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
This one actually makes me nervous because it could happen to really anyone. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. But a little girl wanted to keep her tooth safe from the tooth fairy. So at night, she put it in her ear. So that it was safe. It wouldn't fall out of bed, I guess, and it got stuck. So the PSA, the fairy cannot get it if it's in your ear, and it was stuck. They had to remove it.
So kids, you have to go to the doctor, though. So deal with the doctor or the tooth fairy if you're listening.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah.
Copay.
Did they have to do an MR adults? Ear on her?
I think you need to go home.
I mean, MR ear. The other one that's like we get a lot is bugs. And this time of year, it didn't happen to me, but I just want to say I know we'll get a story like this. One of those damn moths just fell from the sky while I was sleeping and was in my, like, crawling on my face, and it was right by my ear. And I can imagine that somebody has had, and when they get in there and it's just, they leave all that dust. They're like,
well, and then you have to be careful pulling them out, because if you pull, like, the wing, it breaks off. And
And all the parts are left behind.
Yeah. Would you have to go get a moth RI?
You're bringing me around.
That was a little cheater.
I could have just not drop it. Would it be a moth scan? No, I went too far.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we want to hear what's been stuck in you. T-Hack, Aaron, and Steve will be taking your calls. I'll be heading home. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
This sounds considerably dirtier than it is. We want to know what was stuck in you.
Yeah, it does kind of have a little.
Well, a woman had a rock in her eye for 50 years.
50, and it finally they got it out.
But she was going to doctors, and they were like, "Nah, you're fine."
Yeah, except for this rock.
Jennifer.
Hey, guy.
Hi. Stuck in you. What do you have?
A green pepper chunk stuck in my right sinus cavity after eating salsa. Cool. I accidentally inhaled it, and it was there for years.
You could feel it, though.
I could, and I only get sinus infections on the right now.
Damn. So it's still there?
But no, it isn't. I coughed it up a number of years ago. Somehow it came out, but it was pitch black, totally black.
Oh, yeah, moldy.
And the one side with the skin was still smooth, and the other side, and it wasn't rotten. It was just black. Maybe it was rotten.
Yeah, but you know it was a green pepper.
I do, because that pressure that was in there went away after I did that.
Okay.
You still eat salsa?
On the border. I do, but not on the borders.
Oh, man, I loved their salsa. Wow. That was some good stuff. Thank you for the call. That's vile. You know how, like, even when you just get anything, even soda, but there's a chunk. Like, in her gross. Zach.
Yai.
What was stuck in you?
So I was walking my dog by the skate park, and I was walking under a tree, and this bug, like, flew at my face, and I tried to stop him. It crawled in my ear.
Oh, God.
And then me and my buddy looked up online, like, how to get a bug out of your ear, and it said to put, like, a couple drops of olive oil in it.
Oh.
In your ear? So we did
that. Huh. Yeah, to, like, air the bug out. Uh-huh. And then I heard the bug die in my ear. It was like,
Oh, God! What kind of bug was it?
I still to this day have no idea.
So it's still dead in there, or did it fall out?
No, it came out. Like, I'm pretty stubborn and didn't go to the doctor, and went and got an ear candle and pulled it out that way.
Okay. All right.
I'm definitely going to do some Craigslist medicine for a dead bug in my ear. Thank you, Zach. Ugh. Kristen.
Yeah.
Stuck in you. What'd you have?
It's kind of a stuck in my mother, which also sounds terrible. But when I was a kid, we were at a picnic with my dad's company, and we were all in the lake. Mm-hmm. We were all sharing, like, one of those long, skinny, cheap flotation devices when a stray four-prong fishing lure pierced my mom's breast and then also pierced the flotation device we were all on. So my dad, who's not a great swimmer, starts, like, grasping at the water and yanking on it. My mom, in the meantime, is, like, feeling like she's getting bit by something. And, you know.
Oh, my God.
Near drowning for everyone, but super good time.
And did you guys take it out of her breast?
She had to go to the emergency room because it went in, and then when you pull it back, it's got that little
It's pop. A barb on it. Yeah, okay. And they got to cut it off and just shove it. Okay. Yep, that's great. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right?
This is 100%. I'm stealing a line from you, but this is why I don't fish. Like, I am so afraid of hooks.
Me too.
Like, guys, you like, okay. And you're like, ugh. Okay, Danielle?
Yay.
What was stuck in you?
So it was my husband, and I will just preface this by saying he broke his leg in high school and doesn't have a lot of feeling in his foot.
Okay.
We were in the mountains one night staying at a hotel, and we had gone to the pool at the hotel and walked back to our room, you know, like normal. The next day, he was like, God, my foot feels so weird. Will you look at the bottom of it? And I was like, yeah. And I looked at the bottom, and stuck in his heel was an earring.
Like a stud?
Yeah, like a stud. So he had stepped on an earring and didn't feel it because he doesn't have a lot of feeling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
And
it got, like, shoved in to the heel of his foot, and I had to pull it out. It was so bad.
Did you put it in your ear?
You know, I refused that one.
Oh,
it was a hoop, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a nose ring. That's kind of cool. Thank you, Danielle.
Ow.
I'm not a fan of this anymore. No. Morgan?
Yay.
Stuck in you. Well, I got stuck in you.
So I went airsofting with my little brother once, and he was all, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Come with. And I was like, okay. So I put on two pairs of pants and, like, hoodies and, like, all this stuff. And got... Of course, he aims right for my hand, and, like, it cut open. It was so gross, and the BB is stuck in my hand.
It still is?
Yeah, there's a bump on the back of my hand.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're like my buddy.
Right. You know how many people have those stuck?
You're not, I never understood, and you said you did it as a kid, too. You don't shoot BBs at each other. I had a BB gun that was as strong as a .22, so you could kill somebody with
10 pumps, didn't it?
Yes, you had it.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's so dangerous. Jennifer,
Yay.
What got stuck in you?
So about 30 years ago, Honeycomb cereal used to come with the license plates. They're like 4 inches wide.
Oh, yeah, like a bike license plate.
Fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yes. And so I bet my mom that I could fit it in my mouth, and I did. But then my jaw locked open, and I had to go to the doctor.
You had the Honeycomb license plate stuck in your mouth.
It's like your smile.
That's kind of cool. I bet you would get lifetime of free cereal. Nicole.
Yay.
What was stuck in you?
When my son was about four, he kept getting bloody noses all the time. And finally, one time I was like, I'm going to look.
You looked in his nose?
I was going to look in his nose, like try to, you know, turn sideways, look up his nose, whatever. And he started, like, crying, saying, I'm sorry, Mommy, I'm sorry. And I was like, okay, I know something's in there now.
Okay.
He had had, for 3 months, the tiniest little Lego squares, two of them, were offset, so they looked like a star.
What?
Stuck in his nose for 3 months.
What?
And you just let him bleed out before you finally took a look. Okay. Did you get it out yourself, or did you go to the doctor?
We had to go to the doctor. It was, like, it
heared. Yikes.
Okay, yeah.
That's just...
That's great. I'm a huge Lego fan, so I don't like stories.
Meanwhile, whatever kit you're building is missing that one.
Yeah, it's like, where's the little star piece?
I know.
Debbie.
Yikes.
Stuck in ya.
I have a 4-inch sewing needle stuck in my knee.
You have or had?
I have.
What?
I have.
Why?
Yes. When I was in elementary school, we were making these pot holders with these giant yarn needles.
Like crochet needles.
And,
yeah.
Well, kind of, but not as big.
Okay.
And we were cleaning up, and I bent down on the carpet, and it broke off in my knee.
Jeez.
Why don't you get it out, woman?
They said that it would do more damage taking it out if it's not bothering me.
What?
Yeah. So
can you feel it?
I had MRIs. No, only if I have an MRI, it feels like it's going to, like, rip out of my knee.
Okay, I am done talking about things.
Yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So let's say you got an invite to a wedding, and in the invitation it says that you'll be fed by Chili's. Would you get all uptight and like, oh, I'm not going to this way?
Like the chain, restaurant?
The chain restaurant Chili's.
I'd be pumped.
Okay, right? Yeah. It's Chili's.
Are they the one with the blooming onion? No, that's Outback.
Yeah.
They all used to have one.
Oh, really?
I don't think Chili's was called Awesome Blossom.
You're right.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes.
100%.
What?
It was called Awesome Blossom. You don't remember the Awesome
Blossom?
No. Michael Scott orders one.
I was
going to
say, all I remember
out-
is they're not allowed.
What?
They get kicked out from Chili's and they can't go back. That's all I remember.
From doing the Dundies or something.
Yeah.
No, Pam got kicked out because she was overserved, and then they stopped serving her, but she was going around and finishing everybody else's drinks at the Dundies.
Okay. Dang, dude, that's well played.
But Michael, when the first time he slept with Jan, they were out selling paper to the school district dude, and he orders Awesome Blossom, Extra Awesome.
Yes, they did. That episode was just on a couple weeks ago.
And then he had to call Pam to get jokes to tell, and he was like,
he closed the deal and she was impressed.
It was
how he closed
the
it.
Most amazing close, because he wouldn't let them talk business the whole day, and then finally they end up over by the bar and they're just drinking.
Yep, being
and
regular
then
dudes.
She starts to be like, we should, and he's like,
and then he took over.
And he took over
and
nailed
it.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they ended up
in the parking lot, because they were congratulating each other and they met. Yeah.
So Chili's is great.
Exactly. Thank you.
Let's all get married.
All right. So Office, TBS weeknights. We can't talk about one effing thing. And I don't know, it's me, right? Am I the reason?
I think it's just all of us together.
We just derail. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. Steve's like, wants to make a point about a wedding that's serving Chili's.
I'm just getting hungry.
And instead, it's a 10-minute recap of seasons 1 through 4 of The Office. What the God?
I do want to try an Awesome Blossom now.
I just don't think they make it anymore.
Aww.
You're too young to know this, but literally every restaurant had one for a while.
It was a thing.
And then I fell for it. There was an infomercial where you buy the thing and you like go, it's like what you use on an Apple.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it opens it up. Yeah. The problem is none of us have access to a ginormous deep fryer.
Yeah.
Or the right kind of tempura. Cause you like dunk that opened up onion. I think you soak the onion in cold water. Oh my God, I'm still doing it. Now I'm doing Awesome Blossom recipes.
I remember the dipping sauce too. It was like a pinkish, orangish hue.
So it's kind of white and creamy, but I could tolerate it because you needed a little something on the,
a little wang.
Did you
in there.
Eat the onion part?
I
or
would
did you
try
just suck the like,
there we
tempura?
Go. Yes.
Oh my God.
And just toss the onion part.
You should. You haven't lived until you've gone to a sports bar with Steve and ordered the tower of onion rings and watch him like bite it and then like pull out the string. Like you've just got onion strings on a plate and all the tempura is gone.
You're right. And I dip that into the side of ranch.
I truly believe you invented Funyuns. It's like, how can I get this without that?
They should serve Funyuns at this wedding too. That'd be cool.
Oh my God. Then I would go. So what do you, people are mad about this wedding.
Yeah. So mostly about the bride. They're tired of the bride. They're taking it out on her because she went ahead and posted on social that explaining their wedding and that they went with Chili's to save a whole bunch of money per head. And they did. She explained the menu. It had trays of chicken tenders, sliders, egg rolls.
What's the difference?
That sounds amazing.
With all due respect to some of the catering companies, like one of my many, many weddings, I had biscuits and berries and it was amazing.
I bet, yeah.
But it was like $100 a head.
That back
she
then,
got this
even.
For $20 a person.
Right, wow. And everyone like, was happy.
And it's something that they connected on early in their relationship.
Right.
Which is extra cute.
But all these haters came out and said, really, Chili's? How cheap can you get?
Well, okay, so if somebody's walking around with crudité, or there's crudité on the table. Oh my God. Rookie's in the room, do you know what that is?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
No.
Vegetables well,
okay.
Wrapped in.
No. Vegetables with ranch. That's what the reason Hack doesn't know. Name the last thing that was green that's not a Jolly Rancher that you put in your head.
Easy, Mountain Dew.
Boom.
And it was minutes ago. So,
Man, it's like he was red. Something you had to chew that was green put in your head.
A non-Jolly Rancher.
So like crudité, it's chopped up broccoli, chopped up carrots, and a pile of ranch in the middle of it.
Yep.
Who gives an F if that's from Biscuits and Berries? Or chilies.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're getting fed.
Oh, look, here's little slices of like an egg roll. Mmm, that looks delicious. Mm. The Southwest egg rolls at Chili's.
They're to die for.
They're so good.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I would not.
Absolutely. I think because I hate wedding food. I hate like any formal event food where you go up and grab a plate and the meat's just sitting there on the flame.
Oh,
it's always cold. It's like, at least this would be fried food, which then could be eaten a little colder. Like, nice. It'll
taste
better.
A big selection. For a lower amount of money. They have chicken tenders. They have egg rolls. They have Cajun chicken pasta, salads, stuff for gluten-free people, stuff for vegan. Like,
so wait,
they
everybody in this room is good with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I would be excited. I'm more than good. I'm positive about it.
Here's,
he wants to redo his wedding.
I tried to talk her into letting us have pizza, but she wouldn't because it's for the other people. So
right?
Yeah. Like, and then I was like, then just let me order one pizza. They'll just bring it up to me at the head table, and then we
that's
can.
That's baller.
You should. Yeah.
Dude, that would be baller.
Of course it would. What's cooler than that? It's like, because when you're the wedding party, you don't get to eat. Even if the wedding planner brings you a plate of food, the second you put your fork in it, somebody comes up like, oh my God, flew in all the way from, blah, and we just need a, blah, and you're like, shut up.
And you can walk around with this slice of pizza.
Yes.
Wait, so they deliver just to the couple?
No, it's just, yes. Yeah, so come up and like, and immediately Aunt Gertrude is like, do you know how far we drove? I don't care.
Plus, here's the dirty little secret that I think a lot of people can relate to. After our wedding, my wife and I got McDonald's. We went through the drive-thru at McDonald's in my tux and her bra. And I bet everyone does it because you're so hungry. So why not cut out the middleman?
Yeah. No, I love it. Here's the great thing about the Chili's thing. If you tell me ahead of time, you're spending $20 a head. You know the way I do this.
It's a profit.
I'm taking back your Crate and Barrel wine glasses.
Damn it.
Here's a Target gift card.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve.
Dude, I got you a quick question. I know it's probably too soon. You and your wife just had your daughter just recently, your current wife. See?
Yeah. It is too soon. You can't date her.
I know.
Where is this going with the daughter?
But real quick, have you noticed Angie's behavior different? Has it changed? Has she gotten a little bit more short, like short-tempered? Or a little more frustrated.
What are you doing?
There's this thing that came out, and I don't believe this. It talks about complaining moms. It says that the mothers of girls are more likely than the mothers of boys to report hostile child-rearing attitudes. Moms are getting taking out their temper tantrum on their daughters more than they do the sons.
Well, that's not been our case so far. She's very, very
she's
new.
An
but
infant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
right.
If anything, my wife's relieved because now there's another girl in
estrogen
the house.
Estrogen in
she's
the house.
Her whole, for like a decade, it's just been boys. It's her and all the boys. So now it's cool to have another girl in the house.
How about you? You're not, I know it's still new. She's new, but do you find yourself different parenting?
I'm good at,
You did,
yes.
You did it to me?
No, it's the opposite. And I think I know the explanation.
Daddy's girl, you treat her like daddy's
100%.
Yep.
Well, a couple things. One, it's the second child, so your attitudes
are
completely different.
That is
it's
true.
Like you're way less stressed, but for sure, like, Mia could say almost anything, and I would find it charming. She could ask me for anything, and I would immediately get it.
Yeah.
Like, Noah begged for a phone starting at 9 years old.
Yeah.
And I think we got him one at like 13.
Respect you for that. You guys held it.
But the day we got him a phone at 13, my daughter would have been 9.
Oh.
She got one too.
Oh.
always happened to me. I was the older one, and anytime my bedtime got bumped back, so did my younger sister. And it's like, she's got to wait 2 more years. What the hell?
I can't explain it. But you also know, like, coming from the male perspective, this is what I think it is. I know boys, and I know if he had a phone at 9, he would have been a piece of crap with it. He would have never paid attention to a teacher, to us, to a coach, nobody. Because he's, but girls are just not dumb. Girl, like, at 9, Mia, with all due respect to Noah, if you're driving right now and you hear this, she was rocking you maturity-wise, even though she's 4 years younger than you.
I know.
She was ready for a phone. Like, and boys are just... I'm going to tell you right now.
It's science that it takes longer for the frontal lobe to develop on boys than it does girls.
I believe that's a fact. And Steve's reaching for his head right now going, grow!
Get bigger.
T-Hack, you're going to find that you're going to have more conflicts with Leo than you ever will with Hazel. I guarantee you that.
Okay, because you think just me being the dad or just parents in general or dad, like dad, son?
I think they could have done the survey that you're talking about, Steve, and flipped the genders and had the same results.
Huh.
I think you know what a boy is capable of. Yeah. And when Leo goes, Dad, I don't know how the vase got broke. You're like, you little piece of crap. You know exactly how it got. Like, because you know that he's what he's capable of, lying, sneaking out, doing drugs, all the things that you did, you see in your son. When you look at your daughter, that broken vase,
you
you're
even
be like,
used the P word on Mia.
What? Perfect?
Yeah. I bet you never use that on Noah. And that's going to be T-Hack.
I did at first.
Wow. Oh.
Until you learn that it's a terrible thing to throw on your child to call him perfect, because then there's no up from
they
there.
They start to think that they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not
well,
great.
That is true, because another P word that gets thrown a lot around with daughters is princess.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you don't really hear
it's
sons being
thing.
Called prince.
It's,
like, nope. Oh, you're my prince. You don't
Nobody
really hear that.
That.
Yeah.
But I thought moms would be so, oh, I got a daughter, an estrogen.
I want Erin to leave the room because she's going to look at me with the daggers. But women are so mean to each other.
Okay. I agree.
And okay. it's guys are, it's not as bad, but I am harder on Noah than I am on her. And I think the reason your study is that way is because women look at their daughter and go, you're not going to fool me with your little, bat your little eyes and get whatever your dad asks
they
for.
Know,
they're like,
they
you're
the game, mm-mm. The ruses that are about to be played.
I mean, you're both in your family, Erin, right?
Yeah, for sure. My brother's a favorite, and I am very similar to my mom, so that's why we butt heads a little bit.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Really? See, that's funny because I'm very similar to my son, it feels like, and we like... have a great time.
100%.
Like, we get along. Yeah. Like, we don't butt heads because we're so similar. It's great, but...
You wait.
Oh, because your daughter now is going to cause all that?
No, the second... So Leo's just a little thing, and right now he looks up to his dad, and you're the hero, and all that.
As he should.
Mm-hmm. You just wait till the first time he starts to flex and starts to go like... I need a little independence.
Oh.
Or you catch him in a lie.
Okay.
You are going, oh my God, I don't wish it on you. And you've had such an amazing time raising your kids so far, and it kind of is off-putting how great they are. But unless they are the second coming of the Messiah, you're going to have to go through that crap.
Yeah, it's going to happen. But I also think a boy... At least, like, especially around the high school time, I think that's where it probably gets really hard with a daughter, because I think there's just more stuff teenage girls have to deal with than boys. Yeah. Where boys, you're just like, shut up, you're fine.
Yeah.
I was bullied.
Right.
Nah, it's boy. You're being.
Yep.
Eh, they're your friends. It's it's like, I don't know. They. I don't want to be pejorative. Does that make sense? So it's like,
good word. Yeah,
girls, they just deal with more.
And can I ask?
You're already doing it. You're giving her excuses already.
Yeah.
Boys go through just as much crap. You're already giving her
But I
her
went through that crap.
I
can do it if I did it. Look at me.
You're doing exactly what I'm saying.
But your princess can't go through it.
No,
you
absolutely
won't let
not.
Her.
Oh, my God. She's going to have a car when she's like 6, and Leo's going to have a bus pass. Facts.
Can I ask you real quick, what hurts more, having your daughter tell you that she doesn't love you or your son tell you that she...
Because they're going to say that to you eventually.
Mine never have.
Wait, really? We said it to our parents. You didn't say it.
I'm a little shocked you're saying that to me.
I'll give you that.
My dad is 87 years old.
He would have taken you all out.
And if he were sound asleep, I wouldn't whisper that in another room.
Yeah, he would have pounded
No way. You told your parents you didn't love them.
Well, I know we go through, like my sister, I remember my mom, button heads, and I don't love you, and all that, and I know...
Everybody did that?
No, I didn't. But I definitely have heard of people doing that.
Sure. I've heard of it too. I just, oh my God.
Which would hurt more for you, if Noah to tell you that?
100%. 100%.
What do you think if Noah heard you say that right now? What was his mindset?
I think he would understand because of what we, because we're both dudes, and it's like, we don't exactly like, I love you.
Right.
But like, she's my little princess. She's my perfect, all the things I shouldn't say.
I bet you she said it to her mom first before she said it.
She's never said it to anybody. That's what I'm saying.
Huh.
Like, I don't.
She's not the type to do that.
I don't think so either. Yeah. She would just close down. She wouldn't say.
I thought all kids did that to their parents at one point
in time. I think we're learning you were just a complete
I think you're right.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
There's a lot of things that I would let my son do in life.
Okay.
One of them would not be going to college at 12 years old like this kid did. Absolutely not. Okay. I know they're applauding this kid.
Full disclosure, there's a kid who just broke a record. He's 12 years old, and he graduated with like a ton of degrees.
Wow.
Five.
Wow.
Where is Fullerton College? Is that Cal State Fullerton? One, two? Is that like an extra level?
I love that, Steve, you know more than anybody else
in
the room.
If it's Cal State, it's a crap hole.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I just read a little more of the story, and I don't want to crap on this kid, but it's five associate's degrees.
Oh.
These aren't bachelor degrees.
I can do that in my sleep.
God.
A three-day weekend.
Well, yeah. I understand he was advanced in what grade, like, I guess, sixth grade, and you're 12?
Yes.
He's advanced, so you go to college or whatever, but... Is he not racking up debt? Is he going for free? Like, how many you need to pay for all the credit hours you're taking? If you're graduating with 5 degrees, first of all, what do you need 5 degrees for at all, let alone 12? You can't even legally work yet. You're so overqualified for anything you could ever possibly, like, I can mow your lawn and here's my diplomas.
But you hate college with a white hot intensity of 1,000 burning suns.
Yeah, like 10,000.
Okay, but like, do you find any, I'm playing devil's advocate right now, but do you find anything about this kid? Do you think he's set for life at this point? Because whereas most 18-year-olds are going to come out, maybe do a gap year, then go back in. So they'll be 23 or 24 by the time they have a bachelor's and $300,000 in debt. This kid could be already debt-free, having a Bezos-style yacht by the time most kids graduate
13,
high school.
What did you want to be when you grew up? At 13, what was your career choice? Because he wasted 5 degrees in it.
Yeah. I agree. I think he'll be worse off than kids who didn't go to college by doing this, because he's not spending any, like, you're not spending time with kids your age. You're
exactly.
not developing the social skills you need. And I saw it happen firsthand because I was an athlete in college.
Okay.
And I was friends with all the other athletes who were dumb. Just like me. Like, we're all just a bunch of dumb guys. But they're way more successful now in life than all the smart guys, because they know how to go to a bar and they can hang out and they're the life of the party.
We saw that during COVID, too, with all the kids being work or school from home, whatever it was. That's an important... I just want everybody listening to go,
that's Erin.
Yeah.
She went to a private school.
She did.
You know, people learn from that.
Plus, I also think this kid has 5 degrees at the age of 12, and it says he's planning on going back to get a 6th. So I think he's getting addicted to school, which is what I think happens to a lot of people. And then you don't know how to exist outside of that type of environment.
You're right.
And then you become a professor, and then you become tenured, and
you're
never leave. You like, and that's your career and that's your life and your passion, like, good for you. But I don't know that it is for a 12-year-old.
This is my question. Is this kid the future, or is he a colossal loser? Is he the next Steve Jobs? Because his brain has already gotten 21 years worth of stuff done at 12. So is he going to be the person who tames AI, or who invents the next unbelievable product.
No, once he goes through puberty, he's going to forget all of that stuff.
It's probably true. He's just...
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story. A pro tip, actually. If you're arguing with your lady friend, make sure you're done with the argument before you walk away, because she might try to kill everyone.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, this one's going to be bad.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. My story is, the old substation gets knocked out of power.
Oh, God.
The grid's off. 16,000 people are all screwed.
Okay.
And you're not going to believe who or what is responsible for taking their power away.
Can't wait.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
Mike's story comes out of Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently... 16,000 Texas residents lost power to a substation which lost power.
Okay.
When the authorities showed up, they were trying to determine what caused the accident or the substation.
It's always like a varmint.
It usually is, Slacker. You're right. Like a squirrel. Yeah. Usually, yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
This time, though, it was a snake crawled into one of the substations, made contact with the electrified circuit, made the circuit, and the whole thing.
A snake?
A snake. Usually, it's like rodents and stuff like that.
Because they can move around.
This time it was a snake that went ahead and knocked out the substation.
Okay.
16,000 people.
So now we have that to worry about.
Right, with the slithering reptiles. I guess they're going to make little fences to try and keep the... that's what they say. They're going to keep
the
snake...
They're not going to make snakes.
Little snake fences.
Snakes can slither over... Okay.
Yeah, but hopefully they don't realize it. I know.
Oh my God, guys. We can't get in there and turn the power off. There's a fence now. This is tiny little...
I know, okay. Right?
It would happen in Texas. My story comes out of Alabama.
Oh.
Apparently, we have a man and a woman having some sort of argument in the parking lot of a billiard club in Mobile, Alabama. They're arguing, and eventually he's like, I'm done with this, so he went inside the pool hall to play.
Uh-oh.
She was not done talking, so she got into her car and drove into the establishment.
Get out.
She was eventually taken into custody, but not until after she'd driven through the front doors of the pool hall. She ran over two people on the way. No, non-life-threatening injuries, probably because they're in a pool hall and they're drunk skunks. But yeah, make sure your argument is over, because she's coming into the pool hall with you.
Hi.
Like it or not. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.